A lawsuit seeking to maintain full permanent fund dividends this year was filed today, and Governor Bill Walker is blasting the arguments in the suit. Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski filed the lawsuit, which would reverse Walker's veto of roughly $670 million in dividend funds. The veto cut the dividends in half. Walker notes the lawsuit was filed 8 weeks ahead of an election Willikowski hopes to win.
I'm disappointed in the lawsuit. There's no question about that. When we're at a time when we all need to be sort of working in the same direction to address the fiscal gap, $4 billion gap, I would hope we were all working in that same forward direction.
Walker says the state can't rely on rising oil prices to close a $4 billion fiscal gap.
Alaska's not been here before. You know, in prior times when we had downturn in the price of oil, the throughput of the oil pipeline was over 2 million barrels a day. We're under 500,000 barrels a day right now.
Willikowski says the state should eliminate oil and gas tax credits first, and he says the legislature should pass other changes to close the fiscal gap.
You know, disappointed to see him taking the low road on this, but, you know, I understand he's frustrated, and we're all frustrated. I can't tell you how many times I advised him to take different courses of action.
Walker says the lawsuit will stretch into next year, and it's unlikely to be resolved before dividends are sent on October 6th.